This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. President Draupadi Murmu visited Siachen base camp today in Ladakh and interacted with soldiers and officers posted at the Siachen glacier. In her address, President Murmu praised the bravery and services of soldiers in protecting the country in challenging severe climatic extreme conditions. She also expressed gratitude to the family and relatives of soldiers posted there. She also paid tribute to the martyrs at the Siachen base war memorial during the wreath-laying ceremony to the war heroes. President Draupadi Murmu is the third president to visit Siachen glacier after former President APJ Abdul Kalam and former President Ramnath Kovind. The Siachen glacier, located in the Karakoram range, is the world's highest military-occupied region and has been protected by the Indian Army since April 1984 under Operation Meghdoot. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said India is on the way to regaining its past glory in the world in science. Presiding as a chief guest at the 83rd CSIR Foundation Day celebrations in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said in the past Bharat had scientific knowledge and had made the world proud. He highlighted that recognition for the scientific community has gone up in the last few years. The Vice President said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's heart and soul is deeply in the scientific community. Campaigning has picked up momentum in the assembly elections for third and final phase in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase elections in Haryana. Voting in Jammu and Kashmir for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. 24 assembly segments of Jammu and 16 of Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent reports that the final phase is set to be very crucial for all political parties. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is scheduled to address 4 rallies in Kathua and Udhampur districts of Jammu today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be campaigning in Jammu on Saturday. Leader of opposition in Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi yesterday interacted with people in Jammu and sought votes for his party. PDP President and former Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti also arrived in Jammu yesterday and held a roadshow to support her party's candidates. Campaigning in Haryana has reached the peak for single-phase polling for assembly elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has started his campaign from Karnal district today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed confidence that the people of Haryana will give BJP a chance to serve once again. Addressing BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices. Department of Pharmaceuticals Secretary Arunish Chawla today said that the Meditech and pharmaceuticals industry has become a driving force for export in India. Addressing the annual Pharma Summit 2024 in New Delhi, Mr. Chawla said Meditech and pharmaceuticals currently is the fourth largest merchandise export from India. He added that more than 50% of drug and pharmaceuticals produced in the country was exported last year and continues to be a promising avenue for India. Talking to media, Mr. Chawla said that the Make in India initiative has helped the nation become a manufacturing superpower and Meditech and pharmaceutical industry has played a huge contribution in this. Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today planted a sapling under Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign in Delhi. Speaking to media, Mr. Kumaraswamy said that wherever the government is establishing steel industry, it is encouraging to increase greenery to reduce carbon emissions. He added that this will help India reach the targets set at the Paris Agreement and achieve net zero emissions by 2030. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting held in New York yesterday on the margins of UN General Assembly. The meeting was chaired by Brazil's President Lula da Silva. Speaking as a Troika member, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's views on the 3 key areas of global governance reform. These are reform of the UN and its subsidiary bodies, reform of the international financial architecture and reform of the multilateral trading system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.